so suddenly. Misery's like a leech in my head, and I feel okay, but I've been losing sleep since yesterday.
Hello.
You're listening to 88 miles per hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Amanda is not with us this evening. I miss her. But Spencer's here.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Spencer.
I miss Amanda, too. I hope she's doing great things.
She's at work.
I hope she's doing great things.
Amanda does great things always. Yeah, so thoughts from the week.
Ooh.
Do you have any?
I was talking about this on my show last night, but I've been thinking about this recently. How much does it suck for poor Pluto to no longer be a planet?
Poor little guy. You know, it must... See, and I think the worst part about it is that I get it, he's small, but he's mighty. He's mighty. I think it's sad because we're looking for planets in other places so very far away. And Pluto probably just feels like, hey, I'm here. I'm close to you guys. Why don't you care about me?
Yeah.
You know, that's not really fair to him.
He's got a different orbit. That's okay. He's just a little bit different. He's just a little bit different. I'm just saying, if you have at one point earned the right to be a planet, or you were designated as a planet.
Hard to have that title taken away from you.
Poor Pluto.
Sorry, Pluto.
So that's what I've been going through.
I'm also just now thinking of Pluto the dog. Like,
oh, yeah.
The Disney character.
That Pluto is a dog, not a planet.
Right.
Or a planet dog, perhaps.
Oh.
I've seen a couple of those.
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Planet dogs.
Planet dogs coming at you 2017. Be there. Really a lot to look forward to.
We have a lot of music to look forward to.
Cool.
We just heard Leech by Ghost King. We got some old stuff, some new stuff. There's been a lot of good new music coming out recently. The Distrix put out a new single. We heard it live
the last time we saw them.
It was very good. Alex G's coming out with some new stuff. Sorry,
I was just going to plug for the Distrix. If you ever are anywhere near a place that is hosting the Distrix, please go and see them perform.
They have a very good live aura.
Yeah.
They're cool dudes. So, yeah, lots of music, some over-unders, who knows what we'll get on talking about. But next, this is a new song that came out not too long ago.
A couple hours,
in fact. Not quite.
Debatably.
Possibly, maybe.
Possibly.
Thank you.
over. And life is like a song. Oh, yeah, yeah, at last. The sky's above the blue. My heart was wrapped up in clover. The night I looked at you, I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill cheek to, a thrill that I have never known. Oh yeah, yeah, you smile, oh, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven.
All right, so we had some, what would you call, like, you'd say an oldie, that was an oldie, but if you had a new song, would you call it a newie? I don't know. So we had a newie, newbie,
I don't know.
A newbie, I don't know, a newbie and an oldie. That was At Last by Etta James. Good pick, Spencer.
Miss Etta James. She commands the title.
She absolutely does. And before that, we had a new song from Alex G called Bobby. I don't know, something about the strings in that song is very, it's very old school, like folklore kind of deal. I don't know, I really enjoyed it. But anyways, we have a surprise guest who just decided to pop over. But I have an over under prepared.
Cool. You do? Word.
Yeah, so...
By the way, this is DJ Periwinkle Sprinkle crashing yet another show, as he always does on a weekly basis.
You goof. All right, anyways, so overrated or underrated? The pinwheel hats, you know, the ones that come in like the rainbow colors and have the little...
You'll say the Rambo colors?
Rainbow. Rambo.
Pure camouflage.
No.
War paint color.
I support.
No, the silly yeah, rainbow ones that have the... spinny thing on the top. Yes. Okay.
Propeller hats?
Propeller hats. Sure. Whatever you want to. There's a myriad of ways.
There is an easy answer to this question.
Yes. Jason's showing us pictures. That is what I'm talking about.
I kind of want one.
So, overrated, underrated thoughts? Well,
totally underrated.
Totally underrated.
I thought so. That one was kind of too easy.
Oh, man. Dude, these are only like $7.
How cool would you be if you just started just like...
Just flexing in the hat on campus?
That would be lit.
I'd totally do it.
I would, yeah.
I would too. We could start a movement.
A little squad.
All right, everyone who's listening...
Oh, I'm also thinking about getting a jester hat.
That is, I feel like that's appropriate.
Wearing it in the mailroom.
There you go. But anyways, yeah, we're starting a movement. Everyone go out there, get your pinwheel hats. We'll see you around.
Yeah. Just don't fly away.
Oh man, 27. Yeah, don't.
That's a real concern.
Yo, this jester hat is only $7 and has free shipping.
Does it have little bells on it?
It has little bells.
You got it.
There you go. You know, we should bring back court jesters.
Wow.
I'm basically the court jester of this campus. I try.
You heard it here, folks.
find me on Spring Fling roaming around this campus and like...
All right. Anybody else have any overrated, underrated things we need to debate?
Oh, I didn't even finish my sentence. I totally finished my sentence. I meant to say, find me on this campus on jumbo days, blaring ignorant music while walking around with a jester hat and or a straw hat. Or both.
And people try not to be scared away.
Welcome to Tufts.
The goal is to shirk away Prospies because we don't need more of them. We don't need more Tufts kids here. I need housing. I'm a senior. I need housing.
Don't come to this school.
We don't
says
endorse
Jason
that. Okay. Anyways, we'll just play some more music. I think we have a little, possibly more upbeat things. Not that not upbeat things are bad. Just I don't know.
I think pinwheel hats are pretty upbeat.
Pinwheel hats are upbeat. I don't think you could be upset wearing a pinwheel hat.
It's hard to.
But
you just can't fly away.
Don't fly away. You don't want that.
Make sure to weigh yourself down.
Wait. Right. With like bricks. Just carry a brick. Just hold a brick.
So get on Amazon, order a pinwheel hat, order a brick, and we'll see
and
you.
And you're set.
Yeah, we'll see you around campus.
Perfect.
Adidas canceled my order and now I'm sad.
Bummer.
An ordinary sunset. An ordinary day. An ordinary sunset. You fall down in a garden full of bees. On your own, picking through lilacs, covered in gold and kicking through the belly. Covering miles in a broken car, covering miles in a broken car.
Sunset, I'll let you down. yeah, it makes perfect sense. Seeing how the seeds were sown to find you out there on your own. You say your goodbyes and broke all the ties. It's dumb and dumb to think I tried for you. So now you can feel the season changing. You'll never change, but you're no better than the weather. You're cool, but there's rain in your heart. You'll blow like a feather. And that's the oldest star in the world. You lost the key to paradise. That's the oldest star in the world. Did we have it made? Somehow I thought we could remain. If nothing lasts, no one's to blame. And you can't look back to where you got off the track. That's a mystery that will never crack. It's just the oldest star in the world. Lost key to paradise. That's the oldest star in the world. Today we gotta say it right. And that's the oldest star in the world. Nothing lasts, no one's to blame. And you can't look back to where you got off the track. That's a mystery that will never crack. And that's the oldest star in the world. Lost your key to paradise. That's the oldest star in the world. Someday we gotta set it right. That's the oldest star in the world.
as I hug on my pillow and I sip on my beer. No, I haven't had this much fun stalking on Facebook before. And I'm beginning to hit bullseye on that picture of you I put up by the door. Yeah. Despite all the tears I've cried, I'm having a good time, enjoying a sexy weekend lately, all on my own. Sexy weekend lately, all on my own. Sexy weekend lately.
We're back. How's everyone doing?
Same.
You sound like who's like the guy that Eeyore. Does the fried noodle song? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
What?
The okay.
Fried noodle guy?
Never mind.
Bob.
The fried noodle guy. Okay, I have another overrated under. Actually, well, I'll tell y'all what you listen to first.
First.
So, in that little grouping there, we had Ordinary Day, which was the single, new single from the Districts. And then we listened to Oldest Story in the World by the Plimsolls. Plimsolls. Yes, that is indeed how you say it. And then we just listened to Sexy Weekend by Scoundrels. That was a funky pick. I liked that one. Okay. What was my... Oh, I remember my... Yes. Harmonicas.
Ooh. I know your answer to this.
That is not the
point. I know my answer to this. I don't know Jason's answer to this.
Jason, harmonicas, overrated or underrated?
Ooh. It depends on the context, honestly, but I'm going to have to say...
Just like in general.
I'm going to have to lean towards overrated because I've heard too much bad harmonica.
Okay, that's...
But when it's well executed, it's prime.
Mm. Mm. Okay, fair. Very fair. Spencer?
Answer's underrated.
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 I agree.
A good harmonica, whoo!
Really does
sends,
it.
Yeah, yeah, sends shivers down me bones.
I agree. It's Yeah, I agree with Jason. Like, when it's well executed, it's like, wow, that added so much to the song. I wasn't expecting that. It's so nice.
True.
Bob Dylan used a lot of harmonica. The House Martins use a lot of harmonica. One of the songs we just listened to used some harmonica. That's why I thought of it.
Cool.
Yeah. Anybody else have any thoughts?
On the harmonica?
Just general, whatever.
I'm thinking about how I'm screwed for this final. I mean, midterm.
You're going to do great.
Call in. Cheer Jason on.
Yeah.
Jason,
give him all the answers.
Jason, you're going to do great.
History of Greece, Rome, and China. If any of you are in this class and listening, what am I doing?
Oh my goodness, there's so many visitors here. Everyone's coming to join us. Hello, Ben.
Oh, yo, what's up, Ben?
Ben, Are harmonicas overrated or underrated?
Depends on what kind of harmonica.
Ben says talking, depends.
If you're talking chromatic harmonicas, vastly underrated.
Wow.
If we're talking regular old blues harmonicas, we're talking pretty overrated.
Damn, right. This man knows his harmonicas.
Thanks, our resident harmonica expert.
Yeah, you have to buy one at every key.
Right. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, my friend.
12 instruments to play one thing.
My friend from home had literally a case of like 8 different harmonicas, and it was so funny. He was like, wait, what key are we playing in? Okay, got my harmonica. You're like, okay. Still, it was commitment, I have to say, to the harmonica game. Anyways, Ben, I'm so glad you just joined us, because we're going on an adventure. Spencer, where are we going?
Well, we had that whole conversation about Pluto earlier, and how we're sad for Pluto, because it's no longer a planet. And like, it, you know, we understand why, but it's hard to become a planet, and we feel bad. So
we're going to take a little trip
to Pluto. We're going to
strap into
our spacecraft and
take a journey. Just,
yeah, no one knows really exactly what's going to happen, but hopefully we'll make it to Pluto and be able to transmit radio waves.
Yeah, we're going to go mobile broadcast from outer space.
Dun, dun, dun.
Ready?
All right, let's everyone hop everyone, in the spaceship.
Yeah,
get in the spaceship, Ben. Get in the spaceship.
Get in the spaceship.
Who is the snacks? Where's the snacks?
Oh man,
where are the snacks?
I got the snacks.
Ben's got the snacks. All right, Ben, I'll turn you on too. All right, you're in the spaceship now.
Everyone's in the spaceship.
Everyone's in the spaceship. Here we go.
Wish us luck, everyone.
All right, ready?
Sorry.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. 3, 2, 1.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition, 1. And may God's love
lift
be
off.
With you.
Now it's time.
Ground control. Ground control. Ground control. We've landed. Houston, Houston, we've landed. Wow, it is. Space is cool, guys. Space is really cool. I just want to say, can you hear? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear us? 88 miles per hour is now officially broadcasting from space, from Pluto. We made it.
Hey, Pluto.
Hey, Pluto. We're just hanging with Pluto here. We found some really interesting creatures on Pluto. We're not really sure, but...
What are they?
They look like lobsters. Those lobsters have some crazy stuff that they want to say.
They make
Lord
some
have mercy on my soul for those lobsters.
Nuts sounds. They got some crazy sounds. All the different creatures on Pluto. Our unnamed guest number two has also flown in a rocket ship all the way to Pluto to bring us this PSA from Great Britain. Unnamed guest number two.
Don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you so much, unnamed guest number two. I know it was a long flight for you to get here.
It's dreadful.
A long flight. Real quick, our long-distance mobile broadcast has brought you Space Oddity by the wonderful David Bowie, rest in peace, and Rock Lobster by the B-52s. Here's another song.
Thank you.
All right, it is 9:53 and counting. You've been listening to 88 miles per hour on WMFO 91.5 in Medford. Jason's laughing at me.
No, I was laughing as soon as you said that the walk sign is on, guy.
Yes, look both ways before you cross the street. Don't walk unless the little walking man tells you to walk. Or don't. I don't know. Probably have another song for you all. We successfully made it back to Earth, in case anyone was curious. We're back in the station.
It was a long flight.
It was a long flight. By True. Future Islands. So one last song here, I think, and then we'll hand it over to Yam Sessions. Y'all should stay tuned for them. There's going to be an interview. Yes.
Yeah.
With
the founder of Snarky Puppy.
Yes, the founder of Snarky Puppy. So stay tuned for all that cool stuff. Have a wonderful Tuesday evening and a great rest of the week.
Fire! Good evening. It is 10 o'clock and 41 seconds. I'm Gabe.
I'm Ben.
We are currently subbing in for Cody and Noah this week on Yam Sessions.
Yeah, welcome to Yam Sessions.